Praise the Lord. Message number 254. The title of the message, Management of Grief, Part 1. This word grief had been repeated in the scripture, and we can define the word grief by putting down the names that grief has. You know, grief can be called sorrow, can be called heartache, it can be called pain, misery, anguish, unhappiness, or even it can be called angst, and that can be caused by anguish, torment, anxiety, trouble, worries, and fear. You know, many people pass through grief and they have grief, and to manage grief, we need to know the causes of grief, and the scripture help us to define the causes of grief. And once we know the cause, most of the time we can put forward the line of treatment and the line of the management. You know, in book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, it say, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So basically, grief can come out in your life, in our life, when the Holy Spirit is grieved. And the Holy Spirit can be grieved due either to sin, or due to some other people have sinned. And as we stand with the Lord, then that grief, that particular sin has raised up, will also infiltrate into our lives before we go further. How to tackle grief? Let's pray, and after prayer we will consider the causes of grief and its management from the scriptures. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time you give us. I pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my lips and mind and thought, and help me to deliver the message in the way that you want it to be, oh God, and let this message bring relief and hope and rest and peace into the life of your church and your people, especially those who are passing through grief, those who have unhappiness, who has heartache, misery. Let this message come for them and help them to get delivered out from anguish, from worries, from fear. Let be a treatment for their heart problem and their life, Lord, troubles. I pray you take this message and make it reach those who are in need for it, and those who are waiting, oh God, to hear your word and your will into their life. I pray for help. I pray for healing. I pray for hope. I pray for salvation. I pray for recovery. I pray for revival that come from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grief can be caused by seeing events or seeing evil and seeing calamities. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 51, and this is written by Jeremiah the prophet, say in the NIV, what I see brings grief to my soul. because of all the women of my city. The prophet Jeremiah in the book of Lamentation, he described a status of grief that had come into his heart. He said that what I saw bringing grief into my soul. And the King James Version say, my eye affected my heart because of all the daughters of my city. So finally, the heart of Jeremiah was affected with grief. And why? Because what he had come across and saw. The prophet Jeremiah, either he saw and he was describing to us the sin that the people did against God, or what his eyes saw was the punishment of God and what God inflicted on his people because of their sin. What you want to conclude here, that what you see with your eyes from terror, fight, murder, or any other horror, that can cause and bring an imparted grief into your heart. You know how many of today's people are watching movies, video clips on Facebook, YouTube, TV programs, TV movies, and what they saw would contribute to the grief that they are in. You need to understand that what you watch, it can have a big contribution to the grief that may infect and affect your heart. Examine yourself. Are you a man or woman who is fun in watching, peeping, or just checking your Facebook and then you peep and check other what they are posting and you will see the horrors and you will watch troubles, murders, and a lot of sin that will bring a grief into your heart. You know, there are certain times you are forced to watch painful events, or you are just facing it without prior knowledge, as had happened to the prophet Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah was in that situation. He cannot avoid it. In that case, you are to accept that this is what God had called you to see and have. Allow grief to come into your heart. That's a grief allowed by God. And the purpose of that the Lord lead you and want you to pray and intercede for the situation that you have seen or you are seeing. But if you yourself is the one who planned to watch these events as entertainment and out of worldliness, or you are curious and curiosity, or to satisfy the lust of your eyes, then what you are seeing will bring and shall bring calamities and bring grief into your heart. Grief into the heart is like a calamities for the body. Heart can be grieved by all these events. If it is ordained by God to see, God will allow it. But if you yourself put yourself and watch things that God had not ordained for you to watch, then you are bringing grief and troubles and calamities to your heart. Second cause of grief is, we can read from book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18. Is about much knowledge and wisdom and much study. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18 say, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief." And in King James say, "For in much wisdom is much grief. And he that increases knowledge increaseth sorrow." Now, but we have read that when you increase knowledge or wisdom, sorrow also and grief will increase. Now, that does not mean that I am saying or we are saying don't study or have knowledge. But what we can understand, and what I am saying is that when you study for a certain purpose and directed and led by God and the Holy Spirit directing you to study for a noble purpose, the study or the knowledge that you are receiving, it might be a burden and can cause grief into your heart. And as long as it's a godly purpose, you need to bear it and accept it and adapt yourself to the situation. So there are griefs that you should not expose your heart to, like watching and seeing events that are not ordained for you. But if God had called you to study, to have knowledge and wisdom in certain fields or in the Word of God, and you may face some sorrow and grief, that is a godly purpose. And that will be a ministry and service to God's purpose. But unnecessary studies and studies that are not led by the Holy Spirit, that you should not embrace or do. Third reason for grief is the death of a partner. In the book of Genesis chapter 38 verse 12, speak about Judah. After a long time, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shua, died. When Judah had recovered from his grief, he went up to Timnah to the men who were shearing his sheep, and his friend Hira, the Adullamite, went with him. Here we find that Judah passed through a period of grief after the death of his wife. But what we have read, when Judah had recovered, ultimately he recovered. Death is in general, and death of the partner in specific, you know, when the Lord said the two will become one. Death of the partner in specific will bring grief because it is a loss, but you need to overcome and recover. Prayer, petition. I usually pray and I say, Lord, whatever space that this man or woman had left in the heart of your people, you can fill it, O Lord. The Lord can fill the space that that particular dear person to you had left in your life. The fourth reason of grief is the incident of rape. In book of Genesis chapter 34 verse 7, you know, when Dinah was raped, and when the sons of Jacob, they came and they come to know about it. Verse 7 say, and the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought fully in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which things ought not to be done. You know, all her brothers were grieved to what had happened, because rape is something lost. Rape as a property had been lost, and virginity should be kept till the wedding day. And if that happened before that, it is a grief because it is lost. Usually grief happens when there is something lost. That's why as church we should grieve in facing such events, because rape is not only adultery, but it is a murder, like somebody killing a person when rape has happened. That's why there is a grief, because already there is someone who is dead. Property had been lost, inheritance had been taken. Not mentioned in the Bible whether Dinah had married after her brother put to death Shechem the son of Hamor. The fifth reason of grief, lack of children. Hannah, while she was praying to the Lord in the house of God. Eli the priest, he watched her and he thought that she was drunk, and he faced her. That's what she answered him in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. She was praying out of anguish and grief. Why? Because she has no children. Hannah, out of her grief and anguish, she was praying to God because she had no children. And her husband used to tell her, was telling her the following, you know, in verse 8, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 8, in the King James Version say, then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not I better to thee than 10 sons? So that is how her husband was comforting her. But we know that she was not eating, she was weeping, crying, grieving, sad, does not like to eat. Her husband was telling her comforting word, and that what can be used to manage grief in such cases. And ultimately prayer and trusting God and obeying whatever His will in man's life. You know, there are certain circumstances we cannot change, but we need to trust God and His will. We need to trust God and embrace His will. You know, that is the painful medicine, the tablet or the medicine that is bitter, is that what bring healing into our life. We need to trust God and pray that the Lord, as we embrace His will, we will be comforted and we will be healed. Sixth reason for grief, wrong marriages. You know, the marriage of Esau and the grief that Rebecca and Isaac were affected with. Book of Genesis chapter 26, verse 34 and 35. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and also Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. They were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. Isaac and Rebekah were grieved because Esau married wrong women that are not ordained by God to marry. Even the same is happening to the church today. And that causes us grief. We need to guard the new disciples and educate them about the principles of godly marriages to avoid grief and losses in the future. Esau was lost after such kind of marriages, and many Christians are lost when they go on and marry what they like or what they want. Grief will affect the spiritual parents who care for the disciples when they see their disciples are marrying in a wrong way. Seven reason of grief is anger against God and His will. The good example of anger against God and His will is the prophet Jonah. You know, Jonah was angry with God and he was grieving. In Jonah chapter 4 verse 6, let's read this verse in King James Version and we will see what was going on. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. So here Jonah was in bondage of grief, and God wanted to deliver him from that anger and that grief that he was in. Why he was grieving? Why he was angry? Because God turning him from going to Tarshish, and God forced Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach the word of God to them. Jonah was angry because God forced him to do what he does not like to do, to go to Nineveh. As well as God added to his anger. And why his anger was added? Because God did not destroy the people of Nineveh, but pardoned them after their repentance. His anger brought grief in his life. God was still concerned about the mood of Jonah and wanted to comfort him from his grief. God allowed God to grow and to come up over Jonah to comfort him from his grief. God, in the same way, is concerned about your mood and grief, and he will do certain things to comfort you and heal you, and you need to accept and appreciate that. The point that you must understand that God cannot change his will and his plan for your life. But God will do certain things to comfort you, to deliver you from grief and anger. And you need to be appreciative of whatever comfort God is giving you to help you to overcome your grief and sorrowful feelings. If you are like Jonah, God wants you to appreciate the favor of God, the help of some people, the suitable circumstances that he allowed to come into your life, even cup of water, fresh juice, are all God's provision for you to get delivered from your grief. So take the opportunity and embrace God's will and follow his will. And now we have the S point of grief causes is when person have many troubles and afflictions. We can read that in Psalm 10 verse 14. But you guys see the trouble of the afflicted, you consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims come with themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. So here mentioned that the Lord also see and consider the grief of the people. Job chapter 17 verse 7. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. We know that Job was passing through many grief, and thus grief even affecting his eyes and his health. And we know that as Job was having many problems in his possessions and his family, and he lost his children, he lost almost everything, and his health, and that had contributed to his grief. Psalm 31 verse 9, be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with the grief. So here, grief can affect the soul and the body. And grief here can be caused by distresses, afflictions, problems, repeated troubles. Grief would be the outcome of repeated problems and troubles. Psalm 88 verse 9, my eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Prayers and petition to God, crying to the Lord, is a treatment to grief. We counsel the people to cry to God when they have problem, to pray, to read the word of God, and that is the treatment for the grief that they are passing through. We need to counsel the people and we need to comfort them so that they will come out from their also grief and distress. The ninth reason of grief is serving the Lord. In Book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 and 4 and verse 10, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteem him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Then when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Grief was linked with the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have read and acquainted with the grief. Serving with the Lord Jesus Christ can impart grief and can also cause grief. You know, people when they sin impart a grief into their life. And when we serve the Lord and we stand with the Lord, and when we are willing to suffer for other people, that may impart the grief into our life. When the people sin and we stand with God, their sin as an effect can affect us with a grief. So serving the Lord can bring a grief, as had happened to the Lord as he was on earth. He was affected by grief. In verse 10 we read he had put him to grief. So here a grief, as we persevere in serving the Lord may allow a grief into our life. So a grief can be a normal course for those who are serving the Lord. What we need to do then, how we can manage it? In this case, you need to bear and accept God's will and continue to serve God. Some people, when ministry becoming hard and persecution and when there's pressure, suffering will be there, a grief also will be there. They want to quit, they want to give up. But we need to understand that grief is a normal course for us, we who delight to stand with the Lord and to continue to serve him. The tenth reason of grief is following Jesus. In John chapter 16 verse 20 to verse 22, Jesus was speaking to his disciple. Following Jesus and being a disciple of Jesus and standing with him, you may be affected by grief. The Lord said to his disciple, and he said to us, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that the child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." Following Christ and serving him and living in his will might bring or accompanied by sorrow for a certain period in your life. Therefore, you need to persevere till you are delivered out from sorrows and grief in God's perfect time and will. Another reason for grief: praying and fasting. In Psalm 35 verse 14, David said, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. David was afflicted with grief, and he was having sorrow while he was praying and fasting for other people. He was praying and fasting for people who proved later on that they do not deserve that, because they were unfaithful. Even to this point, God still wants us to be faithful in our service to Him. You need to understand, in whatever service and ministry you do, you are not doing it for the people. People may prove to be unfaithful, but whatever service and ministry, you are doing it for the Lord. And the Lord will reward you for that. You may grieve because people, they pass through calamities, and you get in your feeling and emotion, get engaged with them, and you are not only sympathized, but you are empathized with them. You want to help them, and you are doing your best. You are praying and fasting and pleading with God to help them, and the Lord also would help them and may get delivered. But later on, if they are proving unfaithful, that does not mean that you will not pray or fast for other people. No, we pray and fast because we are doing it for the Lord. Prayer and fasting may impart grief into our life as we share with people sorrows and problems, and we need to persevere. This is a godly and a noble purpose. The 12th reason of grief and how to manage it is being uninformed with God's promises. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to 18, Paul speaking to the Thessalonians, and he was telling them, do not grieve as others are grieving because they are uninformed. Paul said to them, brothers, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Do not be grieved like the rest of mankind. Why they are grieved? Because they are uninformed with the second coming of Christ. They have no hope, but we have hope, and we have salvation from the Lord as we continue to live our life according to His will and according to His command, serving Him and doing our rule till He come and take us with Him to heaven, or till we fall asleep in Him. So here, as we read the Word of God, as we come together, that will help us to be reminded and to inform us and continue to remind us that Jesus would come. And one day that our struggle and troubles and hardship on earth will be end up as Jesus would come and take us with him and will be with the Lord forever. Let's pray. Let's satisfy with what we have received in this message, and let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness, for your word had made it clear to me, O God. Lord, I will continue, I commit myself to continue to serve you, to continue to do what you had ordained and planned for me to do for you and serving your people. Help me, Lord, to overcome. Help me, O God, not to be discouraged, but to know that one day you will come and take me and you will reward me. O God, build up my hope and my faith in you. I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are praying or having troubles. You help them. Listen to their cries and mercy those who have been grieved for death. Comfort them, those who have been grieved because of rape, because of calamity, distress. You comfort them and you deliver them, O God. Help us as a church, Lord, to get delivered from the grief from these wrong marriages and things that had gone wrong, O God, and had caused us grief. I pray for those who are watching, they will quit watching Facebook and TV and videos and YouTube and whatever things that will bring and impart grief. Take it away from them and lead them to repentance, to read the Bible, to pray, to focus on their study as that is ordained by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message to your church, to your people, shall accomplish in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the fruit that will glorify and lift up your name on high. God, I pray you take the message and make it reach those who are in need for it and those who are waiting for it. God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.